The Israel Report with Roly Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Good morning, Roly Marks. How are you?
Good morning, Friday Mayhem team.
It's so lovely to hear from you. It really is.
And you too. I'm always ready. I've got my wooden spoon. I've got all my instruments. I'm ready to cause mayhem.
Thank you.
Ro, very exciting. Has your Prime Minister's wife been arrested yet?
Not yet, but I think we're all watching with a bated breath to see what's going to happen here.
Is it like O.J. Simpson? Will there be a chase on the highway?
Well, how would that be different to anybody else's driving on the highway here in Israel?
So, Ro, if she gets arrested today, will she spend Shabbos in jail?
Why is she going to get arrested?
Corruption, fraud, misuse of state finances.
Well, it's been an absolutely fascinating watch this week because we've, to quote one of the columnists, I think it was the Times of Israel, who said that the noose is tightening around the Netanyahus. But to also to watch the other politicians, especially leaders of other major parties, kind of like jostling for attention, trying to, you know, maneuver themselves strategically, you know, because we are going to be playing quite an interesting game of musical chairs, Israeli style.
Yeah, interesting.
I thought you meant jostling for position. No, arrest me, don't arrest her.
No, I don't think that's going to happen. You know, orange is not the most fetching color on all people.
Just give us some of the details, because what I understood from that it was about moving furniture. She had bought new furniture. She had put that into their private residence in Caesarea, and she had sent their existing furniture to the official residence in Jerusalem. There was that, and something about a caterer.
It's not only that. Yeah, there was the use of state funds for catering, for private catering. But I think what a lot of people are concerning, including myself, is that tax money went to pay for her father's medical bills instead of maybe their own private money or whatever. They used taxpayers' money to pay for his medical bills, and I think that is the prime charge that has got a lot of people up in arms.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see what happens with that. Listen, let's talk about this oak. Do you remember this? Roly Marks, where were you in the 80s?
Where was I? I was wearing extremely bad fashion. I had the dodgiest hair imaginable. I was.
So no change there, is
what
you're
saying. And how it actually had hair then. Right, huh?
There is no change. I'm actually just thinking that I'm still rocking dodgy hair. I'm still wearing crazy outfits.
All right, but boy George, he's aged considerably, but he's going to be heading to Israel apparently.
He will be. I mean, this really seems to be the place to be this year. We haven't stopped with the major acts coming in. You know, normally they come during the summer and then winter's relatively quiet. But we're seeing more and more schlebs coming out later in the year.
Schlebs?
Well, of course, Boy schlebs. George has become a major DJ. A long road since his Culture Club days.
Really?
Yeah.
Does he still wear the makeup and, you know, the yellow?
He does still
the
wear
yellow
the makeup.
But he plays vinyl discs.
Loving him on Celebrity Apprentice, which he won.
Really? I don't know if you know, Ro, he's in Culture Club. His partner in the band was a guy called John Moss, who was actually Jewish.
Interesting.
Well, that's interesting to know. And also, his manager's wife is Israeli. Her name is Dorit.
Dorit. No, but Joy.
And she's a real housewife, people. I have to confess to being a Real Housewives of Beverly Hills fan, and she is a real housewife, Dorit Kemsley.
Okay, very nice. So, do you have dates? Is beginning of November, end of November?
We don't have confirmed dates as yet. We do know he's coming in November. And I tell you, anybody who's anyone is here right now. Gal Gadot is here. If you're
cruising
around Tel Aviv, you might bump into her. We know Conan has just been here. There's a whole host of them. They're all coming here, honey.
When Gal Gadot wanders around to the supermarket, does she wear her Superwoman outfit?
And does she kick the cans into the trolley?
She's actually, well, first of all, I would also, if I had those superpowers and super accessories, I'd also maybe ray blast people out of the queue to get to the front. But she's surprisingly very, very low key and not different to anybody else who's schmoozing around Tel Aviv in shorts and a t-shirt, and very, very, very accommodating and friendly to her fans.
Very nice. Rolene, yesterday I saw a very, very interesting tweet by the Israel Link.
Yes.
And it went like this. Let me just get it. Traffic route 38 at the Tzomet Shimshon closed due to handicapped persons demonstrations.
Yes.
Okay. What were they demonstrating about?
Well, there was a big demonstration this week by the disabled people wanting more rights, wanting more accessibility to various, you know, government buildings, wanting a better care. There's a lot that disabled Israelis have. Ah, let me put my tongue back in my mouth. There's a lot that they were protesting about this week. And it actually caused tremendous traffic jams all over the country.
All right. And there was an incident with a policewoman and a disabled protester.
Well, this is actually quite lovely because the disabled were protesting, many of whom got out of the vehicles that they were being transported in and blocked the entrances and exits to Kasariat, because that is where the Prime Minister, well, for the moment, goes every weekend. So they were protesting. They wanted to draw his attention to the fact that they deserve better rights, they deserve more welfare, they deserve, you know, better accessibility. And the most lovely story is that a policewoman actually gave gave a protester who wasn't feeling very well, who was very, very hungry, her own lunch. And there's a wonderful picture, or there was this week on Yediot Ahronot, Ynet News, of this police officer, Sergeant Neta Shema, who was actually feeding the protester, whose name is Iris Chaya Zigdon. And she said that, you know, the heat is very, very oppressive. You know, you can only feel compassion for the disabled. They want better benefits. And, you know, it's a as a police woman who looks after the safety of all Israelis, why shouldn't she look after the health of this lady who was very, very hungry and wasn't feeling too good?
I believe it's called community policing. That's something that every police force needs.
But isn't it extraordinary? And of course, the press contacted her commander.
Wait, really?
You said, you know, it's important. Pardon?
Oh, no. We just lost you for a few seconds.
We thought you went to lunch.
The police woman.
Not yet, but I probably will go for a brunch. But her commander said that it's important to force the law with determination, but it's even more important to show humanity, especially towards the disabled.
Very nice. And you know what? That is what it's about. It's about humanity. Really, a Syrian rebel commander has helped return an eagle that was released into the Golan Heights back to Israel. Was this a spying eagle?
I was wondering the same thing. But, you know, normally they don't resend the eagle.
No, I don't know what's happened with this line. Rolene?
I think the falcon hear the falconer. Things fall apart, the center cannot hold, and mere anarchy is loosed upon the
world. We've lost her, and I wanted to hear about the bird.
Yeah, I'm reciting poetry to you, and I don't think you really appreciate it.
Well, reciting Bad Poetry Day was 3 days ago.
That's good poetry.
Okay, go again. You've got my attention.
No. I could never do the second coming for the third time.
Please, you have my attention.
No. But you know something? We're discussing Syria, of course, the Israelis bombed a major chemical weapons factory.
And good for them. Yeah.
And maybe the Syrians didn't want, in fact, the eagle to be affected by the chemical weapons.
Yeah, they saved it first.
Well, is this what was I going to say? Normally, what they do is interrogate our spying animals.
Yes, the dolphins, the sharks.
You know, they say if you press them enough, they'll sing like a canary.
Mm.
It depends where you press your eagle.
That's taken quite literally in this part of the world.
So where did the Syrians get our eagle from?
Well, apparently this eagle was released into a nature reserve on the Golan Heights 4 months ago and accidentally made its way over towards Syria. Now, you know, for those of us working in journalism, sometimes we rely on stringers and we rely on sources, and I cannot confirm or deny whether this eagle was a source of mine.
Oh, she's been talking to the Mossad.
It flew over the border and got basically entangled up in the conflict, and the commander said that he spotted the eagle during battles with the Islamic State, and he said he went up to it slowly, he caught it with his hands, and they spotted the broken GPS device and understood that it belonged to the Israeli Parks and Nature Authority and that it needed to be cared for until it could be returned, and then they subsequently returned said eagle.
Very nice.
This is like a major prisoner exchange.
Like a major prisoner exchange, but this one I think is a little bit more heartwarming for the Israelis.
Yeah, and it's a nice story. It's a very nice story to end the week. Rolene Marks, thank you very, very much for chatting to us this morning and for these lovely stories that you find for us at the end of every week that we haven't really had a chance to cover during the week. So thank you very, very much. All that's left is to wish you a Shabbat Shalom, and we'll catch you just after 5 p.m. on with Howard Feldman on Monday.
Catch me Monday to Thursday on your afternoon with Howard Feldman. And I just have to say, people who are listening, if you want to hear my favorite Howards, Sexton and Feldman in stereo, you've got to get to the Witsa function. I think it's the 12th of September, Howard.
It's Tuesday morning, 9:30 at Bayachet, and Howard Feldman and I are doing a duo. We're trying
so
to prove
jealous
to people we are two
Howard,
different
my
people.
My favorite organization.
Rolene Marks, thank you so much. We wish you a Shabbat Shalom.